cliffcentral.com.
Time for us to check in on our new feature, which is called This Is Us. So every Tuesday at 7:30, we are joined by Yatish Nasi, who you've met before, along with Lebang Khosana, to unpack what we can all do to spread positivity, kindness, and good vibes in South Africa. It's also about what it means to be South African. And we've got quite a lot to get into today. And we'll start off with a little recap of the Heritage Day weekend, because we were doing some things for the Heritage Day weekend, which Lebang will tell us about in a moment or two. And we're going to be joined by a special guest in a minute called Amy. She's going to be on with us in a sec. Hey, Yatish, nice to have you back. How are you?
Good, and you? How's it, guys?
Very, very good.
Hey.
All right, so Lebang and Yatish, give us a quick recap on Heritage Day, and that was a useful day to launch everything on. How did it go?
I thought everything went really well. So basically, the whole idea was for us to think about the kind of tomorrow that you're leaving. Think about the kind of South Africa that ultimately the future is going to inherit. And that was the whole purpose. The purpose was do one good act of kindness, do one good act of positivity, just something that's going to make the person next to you, around you, feel better, you know, and just give a little bit of hope. Take some hope out of your bag and just spread it all over the place. So that's what we did, and that's what we tried to do. And I particularly like Yatish's view on it. He was more like, how do we get people to give what they've got from a resource perspective? So not money per se, not time even. Like, it could be your profession, or it could be something you're good at. So there's this lovely lady who was a poet, and she was like, look, I'm willing to give away a poem. That's my one act of kindness, and hashtag this is us. So how cool is that, guys? Like, the angle isn't just the typical go up there and,
so I thought about this because you guys gave me a job and you said we've all got to do this one thing. And you know, I don't particularly like social media, but I thought it was an interesting thing to think about. I thought about how South Africa was in those mid to late 90s when we were building things, when we were trying to create a cohesive country, we're trying to make something out of a very troubled and difficult past. And I thought about all the things that we did to pull together. I even thought about, you know, South African music and how that started to take off in the late 90s, and how we all became really passionate about being South African. We tried to figure out what it means to be South African. And instead of kind of go at each other, which was definitely I think there was a symptom of the early 2000s, or even the late 2000s, as it may be. That we just stopped building and we started breaking down. And it was partly the politicians' fault, but I don't want to blame them entirely, because we also have a role to play. And I think it's time we start building again. Part of the reason I love this This Is Us is because it gives us a chance to build something, to create something, to do something really powerful. And, you know, if you're creating things, that's your spark of the divine. And that brings us to our guest. So, Yatish, tell us about our guest for this morning.
Cool. So, I mean, Amy, who you'll meet, if any of you have seen any of the media we've put out, either the sort of radio spots or the TV spots, Amy is one of the voices. She's actually the opening voice of that little montage we put together. And I think more importantly, and I'll also circle back to how sort of Heritage Day went. I mean, I think it was a good start. It was also indicative in many ways of just how far I think we have to go. You know, I think changing behavior and building behavior is so much harder than just getting likes. I think often in campaigns, we look for a very sort of superficial engagement, you know, likes and shares and retweets and all these things. And we think we've made an impact. You know, so I think, you know, with this, we're trying to be a little bit more sincere and going, you know, have we actually moved the needle? Have people behaved in the way that's consistent with This Is Us? And I think it does show that there's a long way to go. Having said that, the stuff that has come out is incredibly, incredibly encouraging. Even brands like sort of Vodacom picked it up organically. And the way they've integrated it has been great to see, because it's been through no council of ours. They just sort of integrated it. But Amy's voice, and why Amy's voice is critical, and many people like Amy, is whether it's likes or shares, or the reality is all three of us on the call, maybe with the exception of Lebang, Gareth, I don't know how old you are, but you know, none of us are really going to see this thing bear fruit in a few years. But it's people like Amy who ultimately are going to bear the brunt of whether we behave properly or not.
Absolutely.
And so to get the youth is important, right?
And Heritage Day is all about the inheritance we leave. So, Amy, it's a pleasure to bring you onto the show. How are you?
It's a pleasure to be here. And I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of drowning in university work right now. So I'm doing fantastic this morning.
So, Amy, I'm just going to give you a very brief introduction here and say that you are someone who's extremely passionate about our country. You're vocal about your opinion and what the adults are doing and what they haven't done and what you're going to inherit as a result of their good and their bad. And you're in Cape Town. You're originally from PE. You're 18 years old and you're studying you're studying advertising, business. What are you doing?
Visual communications, which has to do with marketing and graphic design and amalgamation of all of those things.
So let's talk about the future of South Africa and what you're feeling as someone who is going to inherit this country ultimately. What are the adults doing right and what are they doing wrong? And you could be very straightforward with us. We're not going to get hurt, I promise.
Okay, amazing. Now, I think I'm going to start with the negatives. I definitely feel like there is a battle between people wanting to hold on to the old and people wanting to bring in the new. And I definitely feel like we haven't fully healed from 1994. I feel like we're still holding on to that and we're still holding on to the wounds that come with that. So I definitely think that it's becoming generational and we need to stop that. I definitely feel like parents that are more resistant to change are actually influencing their kids. And in the modern landscape where diversity is at the forefront, it's actually extremely damaging to their children as it can lead to ostracization in certain cases. I definitely feel that the adults of today are more open to being educated. I've actually seen a lot of my friends' parents being very open to being educated about new ways of thinking as well as new cultures. I definitely feel that we are influencing them to think a certain way. But at the same time, we are being shut down because, of course, parents are always right sometimes. You know, they always instill that sometimes. And I honestly, I do see that it's a good thing, but age, unfortunately, is not a defining factor of your wisdom. And I feel like some people forget
right.
that because they just think that you've lived longer, so apparently you know more.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like some people aren't very profound, even though they have exceeded me in age. But I think that's just my personal opinion.
No, I think you're right. I think that's absolutely true because I know loads of people who are very old, but they still quite ignorant. So don't feel bad about it. All right. What are we doing right? And what do you love about being South African? What for you is some of the stuff that makes you proud, that makes you excited, that puts a smile on your face when you wake up in the mornings here?
I would definitely say the diversity in this country. It's unmatched. You can't find it anywhere else in the world. The plethora of languages that people speak, it's admirable to see that. It's admirable to see people, you know, uniting. I mean, one instance of that is definitely the rugby. Everybody can unite over the rugby. It's like everybody just forgets how they feel and what side they're on, and they just come together. And I feel like we just need more moments of that. If we could just, you know, encapsulate that into a legislation of sorts, I think it would be amazing.
Do we really want them making it a law? Yeah. It's a bit scary.
Well, more, wait, let me just like rephrase myself here. When I say like into legislation, I mean more unification within the legislation we have now.
Right.
I feel like there's not a lot of diversity. And I feel like by aiding that, people can learn more about their own cultures and also about other people's cultures. I really think that our country is amazing with the amount of languages that we learn. I like that we're actually introduced to African language in school. Like I remember learning Xhosa in school, and I thought that was extremely helpful when it came to actually communicating with some of my peers. So I definitely think that the adults of the country did well by, you know, promoting a sense of like diversity in like a very palatable way.
I think most of us would agree with you on all of that stuff, but I'm going to challenge you just a little bit because there is, you know, diversity just for diversity's sake doesn't necessarily mean a good thing either. You could have 200 people who all come from different places with different languages and different cultural backgrounds and all the rest, and you can have just a completely messed up situation. What I think makes us special in this country is when we decide to put our heads together and work towards something optimistic, positive, and constructive, then we can draw on everyone's experience in the most profound ways in order to achieve things. But if it's just diversity for the sake of looking like a, you know, a rainbow cake, I don't think that that necessarily achieves anything. And people are also tired of being sold this propaganda about how, you know, the politicians have done something wonderful when we know that they haven't. So I'm just throwing that in as a proviso, because I know people in the comments will be saying, oh, no, this sounds like the same old, but I get what Amy's saying.
Yeah, and also I think that my take out as well out of what Amy's saying is if you just look at take rugby as an example, right? I think what it demonstrates is how hungry South Africans are for little wins. You know, we're desperately looking to celebrate anything that that demonstrates we are capable of being a winning nation, right? Mm-hmm. And I think we're so starved of it in other aspects. We're so starved of it in politics and legislation and service delivery and all of these other things that, you know, the poor rugby team are left carrying the burden of, you know, if we're going to win something, it's those boys, because we're not winning, we're arguably not seeing a lot of victories come through, which in many ways, I guess, is the foundational thinking for This Is Us, which is to say there actually are victories. I mean, you look at some of the guests, the one guest you had the other day, you just never hear about that stuff. And it's you know, the more we hear, the more I think it'll reframe the narrative of just how much goes on every day that is worth celebrating. And that builds the right momentum, you know, outside of the sort of typical rainbow cake jazz that we think we need to celebrate.
Well, what are the things that you think are holding us back, Lebang and Yatish? Because I think Amy's very well, she's articulated extremely well what the issues are from her point of view. What do you think are the things that hold us back? Because it's all good and well to have those feel-good moments, those euphoric highs when, you know, our sports teams do well, or when we see pictures of kind of, you know, Madiba walking out of prison and stuff. But they do tend to wear off very quickly. It's like a drug high. And then you come out of that and you're like, well, what do we got on a day-to-day basis to make us feel better? Because we can't have some sports team winning every day just to keep our high up.
Yeah, no, definitely. From a more personal perspective, I would definitely say healing, which is quite closely related to what we spoke about earlier with Mbulelo. What are some of the issues that we're dealing with as a country? Number one, if we don't heal, we won't be able to get to the next place. And I see it a lot with my own two eyes. I see these brilliant minds that are just going to waste, that are rotting, just based on, number one, you know, sort of just being stuck in this old way of thinking, mm-hmm. and number two, not really seeing a bigger life for themselves and a bigger world for themselves. And it's sad, just leaving the township is almost like an impossible thing for so many people. Yeah. Just to see Sandton is like, whoa, this place exists. And so for me, it's in those things. It's let's get the mindsets just like, you know, fine tuned. Let's get the healing done. Let's get some sort of like national psychiatric, you know, aspect going down. Like we all need help, like number one. And then let's like look at the solutions.
Like a little bit of group therapy.
And then we can take it from there. Let's just get like group therapy. You know how we have Cyril doing the family meetings every other Friday on TV? Let's have a group therapy as a country and sit and unpack our problems so that, you know, we can start living in the solutions and seeing what we can ultimately do. If we can get the mindset of more South Africans to just switch on and switch off of those little things from the past, then you'll be surprised at what we can see. I had a conversation just this weekend with friends about something small like a tree, mm-hmm. a little green tree. Most townships don't have any trees at all in the streets. And that was by law. By law, no green trees are allowed to be on the streets. And imagine, we may downplay it, but when you wake up in the morning and you open your window and you see a green tree and you can breathe this air and it's like, it probably makes some kind of little difference.
Of course it does.
Now, imagine if your whole life, if you can't do that. So it, for me, it's in those little things. Let's start planting trees in the hood, man. Let's start getting people out of these environments where they are almost oppressed into this way of thinking, because in as much as it's your own personal responsibility, your environment has an immediate effect on how you think and how you live. So for me, that's where I would start if, you know, if I could.
I want to take it back to our special guest for this morning, Amy, and just ask you, Amy, like among your friends and the people that you talk to every day, whether it's on campus or at home or when you go out on the weekend or whatever it might be, what are the things that make you guys feel good, and what do you feel is the contribution that you can make? Because I know that we keep on being told, you know, that doing good is part of what young people in the world feel about themselves. They want to do good. What kind of good is that? And I know that it's not something hollow and meaningless and shallow. I know that it's something that really makes a huge difference in your and other people's lives. But what kinds of things do you guys talk about when it comes to these slightly more deep and meaningful contributions?
I definitely feel like when it comes to like doing good, I think it can be split up into like different facets, like, you know, doing good in like treating your peers well and making sure that they're respected, respecting people's pronouns, respecting people's sexualities. It's not even just a culture thing anymore. It's something that reaches far beyond that. I would also say that environmental affairs are actually something that people are very concerned about as well. We're very much into nurturing the planet as well as nurturing ourselves. So I would definitely say that that is what we think of when we want to feel good and do good.
I like that. Yatish, are there things that you think that we should all be doing at this stage that we could all make a difference? I mean, you know, Lebang gives us a very simple, straightforward thing like the trees, for example, and we do have the most beautiful country when it comes to natural resources and the reason so many people from all over the world want to come and visit us here. But I don't know if we're the best guardians of that. I hope Amy's right and that the next generation is better than ours, because when I drive around, I see quite a lot of mess, and I don't think that that's Amy's people. I think it's our people, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, let's circle back to the rugby example, right? Because it's tangible.
Okay.
I think what people always need, it's just human nature, is we need like a shared agenda or a shared goal, which sometimes comes as well with a shared enemy, right? It's what's the thing we're fighting as a collective? It's often the best way to unite people across differences, right? Is a shared enemy. Now, you know, pre-94, the enemy was very easy to define,
right?
And that, you know, that was obvious, and so you could rally across nationalities, languages, all sorts of things. Everybody knew that's what we're fighting. And I feel like some of the great countries in the world are so good at defining those agendas. So, you know, China are planning 50 to 100 years in advance. There's a very clear agenda. Whether you like what they do or not is immaterial. The point is, as a collective, they understand what they're shooting towards. So, you know, for me, the thing that's potentially really, really important, and that's why the youth was such a powerful voice for us, because it gave us a center of gravity as this is us. We said, the thing we should be fighting for is the legacy we leave behind for people like Amy, whether that's across environmental issues, whether that's across our sort of desirability as a tourist destination, whether that's, you know, the sort of economic stability, service delivery, whatever that is, you know, the thing we leave behind is so critical. And if we can all start to think about, in fact, you know, again, I'll keep going with rugby. If you look at the All Blacks code of conduct, right, one of the big things they talk about, which I love, is the idea that the jersey you wear is not your jersey, right? You're looking after it for the next number 15 or the next number 9 that comes after you. And they talk so clearly about that idea of plant the seed of the tree you won't see grow. So even if that's the agenda, even if that's the thing, which is to say, how do we progress from here to here in the next 10 years? And it's a shared national agenda. You know, I think things like that galvanize a country more than the sort of sporadic tactical things of just doing random good. I think we've got to at least coalesce it to something.
I think that's beautiful. Well, Amy, listen, it's a great pleasure to speak to you this morning. Thank you for joining us. And I hope that you continue to do amazing things and we hear more from you and from other people in your generation who are making a difference. We'll talk again soon.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It was amazing to be here. And thank you so much for giving the youth a platform in order to speak. Thank you so
much. That's pretty much all. It's all we're good for, if you ask me. So I think there's some interesting points being made by people. And many of us look to someone else to do some of the hard and heavy lifting, right? And we look to politicians, and we've got elections coming up in this country now. And obviously, politics just fragments us rather than puts us together, because politics, by nature of how it works, the politicians themselves do better when they can turn us on each other than when they can make us work together. And there was a brief shining moment for a couple of years in South Africa where we did put most of that stuff aside, where people were like, you know what, we'll forgive a little bit of this and a little bit of that on either side, and we'll just move forward. I think that that's kind of what you were hinting at there too, Yatish, is that we need now to have some kind of goal that we're all working towards. And it might not be the biggest things. It might just be little things. I'm thinking of Lebang's thing about the tree. I'm thinking about how you can mentor someone in your own business or in your own job. I'm thinking about how you can smile at somebody in the traffic rather than grimace at them, which unfortunately happens more than we'd like. And maybe even just clean up around you. You know, there's such a lot of work that needs doing when it comes to looking around South Africa, and someone's got to start doing it. And you don't have to start with the biggest thing. If you start with the stuff you can control, then you can make it bigger and increase the circle. And as you do that, you bring more people in to help you do it, right?
100%, 100%. And let's be honest, it's easier to kind of sit back and not do anything. It's easier to just sit and be like, well, somebody's got to fix it. It's not going to be me. And maybe you aren't going to understand why the concept is so important. But when you're able to look ahead and when you're able to say, you know what, in this little world that I live in, what is it that I can do? No matter how it sounds, just start, just do. And you will see that somebody is going to benefit from that. It doesn't need to be a big show. It really, really doesn't. But at least start to just sit back and focus on the negative and just look at all the bad stuff. And that's easy. And like the three of us here are not here for that.
Man, South Africans love to complain, don't they? I mean, that's a thing that we definitely have. I mean, we maybe don't complain as much as like the British do. They complain by far the most, but we're up there. And you see people get together and they start moaning almost straight away because it sounds cool. It's kind of like it's cool to moan because it means that you're dissatisfied because you think the world could be a better place. But actually, I mean, there are very few places in the world where people can live as well as we do. And I keep saying to people with this, with the lockdown and everything that's happened in this country and the fact that so many people are struggling, we still have it better than so many places in the world where the government is competent and they can force you to do things. They can't. So it's great. We've got freedom in bucket loads, and we should be very, very thankful for that.
Definitely.
In fact, the one thing that gave me sort of big encouragement recently, I watched that 9/11 documentary on Netflix, and it was as part of their sort of due diligence, they have a committee that goes around almost auditing the spend of the US military. And they sort of lay bare some of the decisions that were made in sort of Afghanistan and Iraq, which were hilariously bad. Like we wouldn't even make decisions that bad. It sort of gave us, you know, gave me certainly a little credit to go, like, actually, like you say, but like these systems are dysfunctional all over the world.
Yeah.
They really, really are. And it's not, you know, it's easy, is that sort of Yiddish expression, you know, to a fly in molasses, the world is molasses, you know, because we're here, we think this is only our reality and everybody else is better off, but no one is. And you just have to sort of get on with it. Yeah.
All right. So what's the next step for This Is Us? Because that's what people want to know. If we're all going to get involved and we're all going to do our little bit, then how are we going to coordinate this and how does it go from here?
Cool. So, I mean, I think we sort of launched through Heritage Day, this idea of kind of doing something positive. What's happened in the last week or so, to be honest, is just us sort of, we've had a huge influx of a series of brands, individuals, little nonprofits, journalists, even creatives, agencies, who've all come forward and asked exactly the same thing, which is, how do we help? How do we help? How do we help? Mm-hmm. And for us, you know, it's never been a situation of going, there's a, we want everyone to fall in line and do exactly this. I think every time a new voice joins our platform, they bring new perspectives, new opinions. We've always been about being open source. So, you know, what the team is currently doing is sort of collating all of these, like we call it the coalition of the willing, right? It's all these brands, individuals, et cetera, that have come on board. And the next phase for us is to sort of bring all these minds together and to start plotting out those next 2 to 3 months. So again, if anybody's listening is wanting to get on board, you know, I'd urge you to reach out through the website. So in the next few weeks, as we coordinate that sort of meeting of the minds, you know, you could certainly be one of the voices that helps shape
in other words,
build that kind of national agenda or national vision.
In other words, we're at the stage where we're still doing the architecture, and we very much want as many people with positive and constructive input to be a part of that architecture. So if you want to join up, we'll post all the links on cliffcentral.com after this discussion, and you can go and see what's available for you to help out with and for you to get involved with. And we would love to have as many South Africans, as many businesses, as many individuals, as many NGOs as possible come to the party, because this is the way we're going to take things forward. All right, listen, thank you so much, Yatish. Thank you so much, Lebang. It's been a busy morning, and I think it's good to check in with people like Amy. We're going to have many more guests, and Lebang, of course, has got her own show on a Thursday where This Is Us plays an important role. You can also listen to that Thursdays live, or if you want to get the podcasts, you can get those too. So have a happy day, everybody, and let's go out there and enjoy this beautiful South African spring, because if there's anything that makes me want to get involved in stuff, it's spring. I just absolutely love it. It's such a good mood. All right, thanks everybody. We'll check in with you tomorrow. And we'll be back here tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. too. Cheers everybody. Bye. Cliffcentral.com.